Craigslist has become the go-to for many people when it comes to buying and renting. From furniture to homes, a lot of people scan Craigslist to find the best deal. It is also a place where thieves hang out. More specifically, identity thieves, people looking to steal your information and then your identity. And they're doing it by using home rental listings. In fact, it is such a concern. The Better Business Bureau has issued an alert. Joining me live in studio to talk about what you need to know is Veronica Craker with the BBB. Veronica, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
I'd like to start off with talking about how thieves are infiltrating Craigslist.
Right. Well, a lot of these sites, it's not just Craigslist. There's lots of listing sites where you can advertise your rentals. It's very easy to just sign up. All you need is an email address, and then you can post the information there and include a link. And that's really all you need to get someone to suddenly start digging in. They click the link, they download maybe some software to their computer, or a questionnaire pops up to make sure that they're eligible to, you know, get this rental home. There's all little tricks that they use to try to get your information.
And so it's a bit confusing, though, because, like, let's say, you know, you have a home to rent. You put the listing out there on Craigslist. Mm-hmm. Do these thieves take your listing then and use it somewhere else, or do they use the actual Craigslist listing?
So usually what they're doing is they're copying. So they're, you know, downloading your photo that you posted online. They know that you have a rental sign in front of your house, so that means it's going to give it a little bit more legitimacy. And then they're just creating their own post. And they might even post it somewhere else, maybe in a county over. They're looking for people who are moving into the area and aren't really familiar with the streets or, you know, how far they need to travel to work. So maybe they think this will be great because this is a great price for this listing. And I'm seeing it elsewhere advertised. So maybe they're just trying to get it out there as much as possible.
And how are they taking your information then? And the reason why I ask that is that, you know, I've been on Craigslist and it's, you know, there's not a lot of information that's given.
Right. So typically what these scammers are doing when they post these fake ads, they're looking to steal the information for the rental seeker. So that person will, you know, inquire, I'd like to get an application to get this home. And then the scammer will send them a link and say, just enter in your name, you know, your bank routing number or whatever we need, you know, address, so that we can get some, you know, do a background check and make sure that you can stay in this home.
So this was such an issue that the Better Business Bureau has come out with an alert.
Yes. So I received an email from a gentleman who was looking to downsize in the area, and he started doing his own research. Fortunately, he is from the area, so he was able to spot a lot of these scams and say, no, I've seen this posting elsewhere, or no, this house isn't on this street. Like, he was able to catch these red flags, and he sent it to me and said, I just cannot believe how many of these scam sites are posted online.
And are these happening from within our area, or are these, you know, scam artists working outside of our area?
So typically they're operating outside of the area. They're posting all over the country. And their end game, if it isn't just to get your information, it's to get your money. So they want you to wire the money across state lines, you know, across, you know, the Pacific, the Atlantic, wherever they can, so that suddenly law enforcement has no jurisdiction and it's harder for them to get your money back.
So how in the world, if you are a potential renter, how in the world do you know if something's legitimate and if it's not? Because a lot of people use Craigslist and other sites, you know, to advertise.
Right. So there are a few things you can do. One, look for postings that are really vague. You know, you've seen them. It's just a picture and then here's the phone number to call or text or email. So you want to know what are the details and you want to do a walkthrough of the house. Sometimes scammers will say, well, I have renters in there so you can't come in, or I'm out of the country. Don't fall for it. You know, a legitimate landlord is going to make some time to let you walk through the building. And then also be careful with how they're asking you to pay or what information they're asking you to give. So if they want your Social Security number, why do they need that? You know, it's okay to ask, what are you using this information for? And say, I don't feel comfortable wiring you any money. I'd like to come see the building, and then maybe I'll pay with credit card. In case there's an issue, I can always dispute the charges.
I'm speaking with Veronica Craker. She is with the Better Business Bureau. We're talking about some identity thief scams that are going on here and the fact that the Better Business Bureau has issued an alert. So, Veronica, have we seen this actually happening in the Treasure Valley or other locations in Idaho, or is this a, you know, Northwest?
So this is a national issue, but just this morning I looked up before I came in here, and our most recent scam tracker report was a woman in the Boise area who posted about April 30th. She reported she came across a scam site looking for a rental in Boise, and she could tell right off that they were fishing for more information than they needed. So she reported it to us to let us know.
Does this coincide with these? I've seen these in the news, and this is national that I've seen it, where someone gets a phone call, and because it's their house and their house has, you know, been listed, and I put air quotes, you can't see that, listeners, but listed for rent, and it's not, but come to find out it's someone trying to get information. Is this part of that whole issue?
Oh, yes, definitely. I mean, there's different things that scammers will try to do, whether it's, you know, one thing, like I mentioned earlier, is they love to list legitimate houses that are on the market. So even the person who if I put my house up for rent and I'm getting phone calls from people, I'll think everything's great and fine because I assume that this is someone who's really interested in my home. But I could be telling that person, yeah, this information is fine. And then they're going back and communicating with a scammer through email. So you really have to be careful if you're posting that information, if you're renting your home out, that you're also keeping your stuff secure.
So we don't want to, you know, say don't ever use Craigslist or anything like that, because it can be a good service. So how do people know, you know, what's real and what's not? Because unless you're really good at knowing when it's a scam, if you're looking for a home rental, I mean, especially if they're taking real rental ads, that'd be kind of hard to figure that out.
Right. There's some things you can do, obviously. Like I said, you know, make sure you go to the home, you do the walkthrough, make sure you're actually talking to the real homeowner. Research the home, you know, do a Google image search on that photo you saw. Make sure it's not posted elsewhere. You can also reach out to a realtor. Some real estate agents will actually help you find a rental home. I know that's pretty common, actually, in this area. So that's another route you can take so that you can make sure that you have a professional who's working on behalf of you.
And what about for people, though, that are looking to move into this area? We're seeing an influx of people coming into the area. So it's hard to be able to go and do that walkthrough if you're trying to find a place to live, yet you haven't moved to the area yet.
Right. That is a big problem. I myself experienced that as well when I moved into the area. So one thing that we suggest is maybe going through an agency or a company that can do that looking for you, someone you can talk to on the phone. You can definitely check out, you know, research a company online, look at their reviews. You can go to bbb.org. We can help you find a company there and have them do that footwork for you, especially if you can't get to the area. You're a biggest target for a scammer.
So you moved here and went through the process. Mm-hmm. What was it like for you?
Well, we hired a professional to help us because I knew right away that we were going to need that. So,
and what other online listings that people need to be aware of besides home rentals, or is this really what they target?
They do tend to target these online listing sites just because it's so easy. But also keep in mind, and this is a very sad thing, scammers will create their fake websites. So they'll create a fake rental agency and list, again, legitimate homes that are up for rent or for sale and post them there. And so you think that this is real and I can go through this company, because in this day and age, anyone can create a website. So that's where I say you have to go online, research that company, look at their reviews, make sure that they've been in business long enough and you know who you're working with.
And I'm just overwhelmed by this information because we live in an age where everything that we do is online. So bottom line, how do people know? I mean, what if you had to give them one piece of advice, what would it be?
My one piece of advice would be you're going to have to do it the old-fashioned way and get out there and visit the property in person and make sure that that person who you're communicating with will see you face-to-face in front of the home.
And that is really what they need to be doing.
Yes, exactly.
Well, I want to thank you for coming in today, Veronica. This is good information, especially when the weather's turning. We're going to see more people looking for homes. Yeah, so thank you for coming in.
No,
I appreciate it. Veronica Craker is the Content and Communications Director for the Better Business Bureau Northwest. Thank you again for coming in.